medication. So I got it, and I was fixed up in like an hour. They have time to talk to you. That's important, too. Plus, they have beautiful gift shops with heirloom-type decorations you can add to your Thanksgiving or Christmas decor this year. And the nicest people, the esprit de corps from location to location, is second to none. Start at adamsdrugs.net and stay tuned this afternoon on how you can win some of their incredible butt paste, the healing power of butt paste. All right, what's going on next?
Time out means just long enough to enjoy a cigarette.
I'm up.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Chris Foster. Another drug company announces it's developed a successful coronavirus vaccine that could be submitted for approval soon.
Moderna says their vaccine candidate, called mRNA-1273, showed nearly 95% effectiveness in their Phase 3 trials, which included 30,000 test patients. Like Pfizer's vaccine, this too would be a series of two injections. Unlike Pfizer's, Moderna's formula does not require extreme cold storage.
Fox's Evan Brown. President Trump writes on Twitter this morning, most fraudulent election in history. His campaign has still not provided any proof of that. Lawsuits are filed in five states called for Joe Biden. Campaign legal advisor Jenna Ellis tells Fox Business Network election results should not be certified until those play out.
Even then, we have until December 8th, which is when the slate of electors are chosen, and we believe that that's certainly enough time to go into court, make our case.
America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
It was chilly this morning. In fact, I made the wrong decision on leaving the house with only a heavy... I've got this heavy long sleeve shirt on, and that's all I... And I found out later in the morning that was not enough. I was ill-prepared for 37 degrees early this morning. We've now warmed up about 20 degrees. And our forecast calling for sunshine, blue skies, pleasantly cool, 66 today. We'll go down to 40 by dawn again tomorrow morning. Upper 60s tomorrow, more sun. Mid-60s on Wednesday, nice day. Couple of more mornings in the upper 30s on Wednesday and Thursday morning. Warming trend begins on Friday as we're back in the 70s, and the warming trend continues over the upcoming weekend, still storm-free through Sunday. Here we are in one of our most active months of the year, including tornado weather. This is tornado season. But we have only had 0.05 of an inch of rain in the month of November and no rain in the next 6 days. So how about that stuff? Right now this morning, we have 56 degrees. A little breeze out of the northeast at 11 puts a little bite in the air here at 9:03. Joey, hi.
Hi, Rich. How are you?
How are you?
I'm just great.
Yeah? Good
Fantastic.
Weekend?
Fantastic. Yeah, good. I'm just great.
Yeah.
I'm
Watch
so
the Masters
good.
All weekend.
I slept through the Masters. Yeah.
It's released too on CBS. He's coming up to the putt now. It's coming. It's very subdued. They never yell at 16 at the 16th hole.
They never yell at the 16th hole?
Well, they do when there's a crowd there.
Yeah, it has to be like something spectacular.
You know what a lot of those golfers were saying? It's not only the crowd missing from cheering them on. They would hear a distant roar and know that that's so-and-so must have made a great putt.
And then you see the score move.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was for them a barometer of what was happening elsewhere in the course, but not this year.
Not allowed.
Yeah, not allowed.
Because infectious diseases are infectious.
Did you get a flu shot this year?
I did not. Yeah. I haven't gotten one in a while.
They were bribing me to get one at the... In other words, they get $10. I say, how much does this cost? No, we give you a $10 gift card here if you get a flu shot. I'm thinking, what's going on with this picture?
No, I haven't gotten a flu shot in years. I haven't been to the doctor in years. I've just been living, you know.
You haven't been to the doctor?
Yeah.
Not even a regular?
No, I haven't been to the doctor in forever.
Oh, see, that'll catch up on you.
Oh, I'm sure.
See, but, I mean, you're still such a young tyke at the moment.
It'll be 32 December 1st.
Yeah. You need to start
go see
yearly,
the doctor.
A yearly regimen, just for the
just to get it checked out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Is that a new pad?
Yeah, just to read the news.
Okay, cool.
The fake news.
Cool. We gonna have Jack on this morning?
I don't know. I tried calling him a few times. He didn't answer.
Okay.
So I'm just
he called
in
me yesterday.
A great mood. He called you yesterday? Yeah, he didn't call me.
Well, all right, man. So, it looks like the vaccine news is propelling a rally on Wall Street. So we'll see how that all goes.
But we're told that if we're infected, then you don't have immunity necessarily. So you don't have immunity.
Oh, I mean, I like to think that I do.
Oh, yeah,
I was in quarantine for 2 weeks.
Basic common sense.
Right.
But no, that's what some folks are telling us. So, you know, the vaccines are effective, but how effective?
Yeah, right. Like effective for a year or two or something?
Don't get me started.
I don't know. All right, man. I'm going to leave it with you, okay?
Okay. Have a good day.
Have a one.
Love you, though. Sorry for being in a sour mood, but I love you. Love you, too, Chase. Thank you for the Montgomery Advertiser. It's the top headline. Criminal records harder to expunge in Alabama. Shocking. News and views from 9 till noon here on a Monday morning will begin officially here in mere moments.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's betterbrewbaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An investigation is underway in Selma after someone shot into the home of Mayor James Perkins Jr. over the weekend. Selma police say the mayor found a bullet hole in the wall of his office and pieces of sheetrock on the floor. Right now, no arrests have been made. More than 50 employees at the Alabama Department of Education are currently in quarantine because of COVID-19 cases and contact tracing. The quarantined employees work in multiple sections of the department. Many people are working from home as they quarantine. And more than 24,000 new coronavirus cases have been confirmed in Alabama in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total number of cases to over 183,000. The Alabama Department of Public Health says 3,000 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, EARL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
T-Mobile for Business knows saving time and money is important for your business. That's why we're introducing Microsoft 365 on Us, now included in our best business plans. With Office apps, Microsoft Teams, cloud storage, and more, Microsoft 365 on Us gives you the tools you need to run your business. Stop by a T-Mobile store today. Qualifying plan required. Contactless to activate. One license per line. Max 2 per account. Third-party terms apply. See T-Mobile.com for plan details.
ABC Wednesday, November 11th. This is the live music event you've been waiting for all year long.
It's country music's
biggest night.
The CMA Awards, with live performances by Miranda Lambert, Luke Combs, Maren Morris, Eric Church, plus an epic collaboration, Thomas Rhett featuring Reba McEntire, Hillary Scott, and Chris Tomlin, and so many more. Reba McEntire and Darius Rucker host the CMA Awards live
Wednesday, November 11th, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To
join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon, here on a slightly brisk Monday morning. I'm your host, Joey Clark. 272-9228 if you want to join the program, like the big boy says. And I have three names for you. Three names. And we'll see if these names have the goods. Though, I think we on the right, are we out there and hoping for justice and liberty? Well, we're used to being disappointed by lawyers. But the three names, Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, and Rudy Giuliani, they're heading up the president's legal team. Lynn Wood filing suits in Georgia, Sidney Powell helping collect all sorts of evidence all over the country, Rudy Giuliani also doing press, though half the time I'm not sure what Rudy is doing. It will be up to these three, especially Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani. They're making a lot of noise on the airwaves. They're making a lot of noise on Newsmax. They're making a lot of noise sitting down with Maria Bartiromo yesterday on her Sunday show. And Lynn Wood, he's the guy who famously helped Nicholas Sandman, the Covington Catholic kid who had the MAGA hat on, who the press said was the face of white supremacy. This is how it doesn't even make any sense. Yeah, Lynn Wood is the attorney that helped that kid win those lawsuits against CNN and many other aspects of the corporate press. So we'll see if these folks have the goods, if they can succeed in court with their lawsuits about voter irregularities, fraud, a lot of noise being made about the Dominion systems and the software underlying it. But they're going to have to be able to prove it, like we keep saying. And if they're just making a bunch of noise and they're not able to at least show the goods here, I don't know what the hell we're doing. But here, Red Top wanted to call in with a little bit of medical, dietary advice, life advice in general. Hey, Red Top.
Hey, good Monday morning to you, Joey, and everybody else. And, you know, Rich's comments about going to the doctor, and you said you hadn't gone to the doctor.
Gone a long time, yeah.
Oh, yes. And we'll talk about that in a second. But the reality is, you're the only healthy one in that whole radio station, apparently. The only one that hadn't been sick, hadn't had surgery. This has been a hell of a year for these guys, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it has no, you know, it doesn't put any extra weight on my shoulders.
No, nothing like that.
Right.
But I got my college physical when I was 17. I got my next physical because my ex-wife wanted me to get one, and that's why she's an ex. And that was when I was 44.
What? Wait. You went from 17 to the age of 44 without going just for a physical.
Right. what the hell am I going to the doctor for if I ain't sick, guys? Just to check up on things?
Wow.
I'm sorry. Last night, I did my push-ups, sit-ups, and deep knee bends. And come December 13th, I'll be 67 years old. I got my new mountain bike. I'm in better shape this year than I was last year, and I'm working my butt off. And I don't need to go to the doctor. I don't want to go to the doctor, and I ain't going to the doctor. So everybody needs to take a good example from you, do all your exercises, eat well, and you don't need to go to the doctor. And as far as I'm concerned, doctor's a dangerous place these days. There's too much infection going around. So do your push-ups. And on another note, SpaceX.
I was about to bring that up with you. Yes, they launched it yesterday.
This is big news. Nighttime launch. First commercial crew going to the International Space Station. Not a whisper on the news any damn where. Not even coverage. And that's pathetic. And because thank goodness for Donald Trump putting up the money for the moon launch, because it would have never been done without him. So, Joey, you stay healthy. Teach these guys some lessons. T- tell them to stop eating all that damn junk food and all that, and they'll stop going to the doctor. Do some push-ups. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Thank you, Red Top. Appreciate it. 272-9228. Yeah, and, you know, health to me, it's like, okay, you can be healthy, but you make your own decisions. A lot of people want the, I don't know if any of y'all were raised Catholic like I was, but, you know, the sacrament of confession, reconciliation. And you go in, you confess your sins, and then the priest there, the authority there, will absolve you of your sin if you actually have true contrition. If you're truly sorry, and to make sure that you're actually sorry about all these sins, whether in action or even in the mind, you have to go and make sure you're good on your penance. Now, when you're a kid and it's like, I envied that new toy, that new video game, that Sega Genesis that Tommy has. It's really awesome, and I really wanted it. And I've been feeling envious of Tommy there. I've been covetous, not of his wife or of his, you know, calf or his cow, but of his Sega Genesis. And the priest, usually when you're young, will say a few Our Fathers, Hail Marys, think about why you're being so covetous, you know, covetous of other people. And your sins are absolved, though. I absolve you of your sins. And I think a lot of people want the doctor to be that way. You go in, you tell the doc, here's what I've been eating, here's how I've been living my life, I haven't been very active. Is there some way you can absolve me of all my health sins, so to speak? Is there some way that you could just give me a pill? Or is there a quick procedure that fixes all the bad consequences of my bad habits? That's how I think we approach the doctor in many cases. But no, really, a lot of doctors, when it comes to basic health, they're hygienists. They're like, hey, eat better, stop smoking, lose some weight. Exercise a little more. Stop sitting in that chair all day. Stop stuffing the donuts down. You know, I'm going through all this imagining Eddie Bader sitting right across from me, but he's not here today either. But yes, it's those three names I brought up. Linwood, he's filed a suit in Georgia, and I believe the suit targets whether or not the agreement made by the Secretary of State there in Georgia was legally operating when he made an agreement with the true governor, not the governor in name, but the true governor, Stacey Abrams' organization. The Secretary of State there in Georgia made an agreement. Some of it had to do with expanded Dropbox locations. And so Lynn Wood, famously who defended Nick Sandman from all the smears of the corporate press, he has filed that suit saying, hey, based on Georgia law, the Secretary of State did not have this authority to make these sorts of agreements. There are also continuing cases in Pennsylvania. There was a defeat in Michigan Friday afternoon, but I'm sure that will be appealed. And again, Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani in particular are making a lot of noise on the airwaves. A lot of noise. And if you don't actually have the goods, Rudy, I love you, Sidney, but if you don't actually have the goods, now Sidney Powell says, I never say anything I can't prove. And I thought she proved many of the abuses against General Michael Flynn. You might remember Sidney Powell. She's been the attorney for Michael Flynn for quite some time now, especially with the latest revelations in the last year. But how politically has that case worked out? And so what we're dealing with here, folks, is not just, oh, the process and follow the law. Politics is everywhere. And isn't it funny that that word politics is considered nasty, but democracy is considered wonderful? You know, I think we could solve a lot of our problems here in this country if we stopped using democracy or our democracies like it's some magical word, like it's God, like it's the new God that operates our system. No, democracy is a process. It's often messy. It often should be limited, as the founders in this nation understood. And the more that we constantly in pop culture, in political popular culture, we continue to use democracy like it's some magical thing that gives people all sorts of power and empowerment and liberty. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. But I'm looking at Rudy and Sidney Powell right now saying, hey, you're making all this noise. I'd like to see the goods. And of course, that leads to the other stupid controversy over the weekend. that President Trump tweeted out something like, Biden only won because he cheated. Something to that effect. And so a lot of the corporate press ran with, Trump finally concedes, he's admitting Biden won. Trump, of course, goes crazy on Twitter. I did not concede. He only won in the eyes of the press. Okay. In the eyes of the mainstream media. So the president is not conceding. More court cases to come, but the top of the clock is ticking. Time is running out. It looks like what they're going for is to bring up enough questions and enough proof. You gotta have proof to question certification in certain states. And if you cannot certify elections, then it's tossed over to the legislatures in those states. We'll see. There's a tiny path. There's a small path. But like I said on Friday, even if the possibility of winning this election in particular is small, minuscule, hope is not being certain you're going to win. Hope is thinking it's not impossible to win. And beyond just winning the presidency, there's a lot of hope for this country to continue to undress the powerful. And one of my hopes is that people out there listening to me, but people all over this country going to alternative media, switching off Fox News, switching off the legacy media in general, I hope you start to understand that when you say the media should be doing their job, they are. They just have a different understanding of what their job is compared to what you think their job is. It is not their job to objectively present the news. It is their job to advance an agenda and give it the veneer of being objective. It is their job to confuse you with lies and hypocrisy. And time immemorial, one of the key tools in any statesman or princes or kings or president, any politician, they always can come up with a legitimate reason to change their mind. And the dirty little secret is that lying and hypocrisy is a virtue in politics. I've been saying it for years. And they do it right to your face. So when you call them on it, they might have a really good line to come back at you. They might be able to say, hey, no, this is my legitimate reason for changing my mind. I'm not lying. I mean, I might have exaggerated a little bit. Yeah, I might have held a completely opposite position last week. Or I might be holding different standards for people out there on the streets during a pandemic in the real time, at the same time. But here are my legitimate reasons for it. If you're protesting lockdowns and you care about your liberty to live your lives and carry out your livelihood as you wish, you're killing grandma. But if you're protesting racism, I'm not sure what that means these days. Then that's fine. Get out there. Get out there. If you're wanting to celebrate Trump, then do a car rally or a boat rally or just a regular old rally where you walk. Then you're a super spreader event. But if you're celebrating the media announcing Joe Biden is the new president-elect, then it's fine. This is what we do because it's our democracy. And democracy is a magical thing that forgives all sins. Speaking of getting out and rallying, there was the Million MAGA March. I don't know why wasn't that a Louis Farrakhan thing? The Million Man March? Anyway, I guess we're stealing from Farrakhan again. Good God. But the Million MAGA March went off, and you see these aerial shots. It's quite an event. Former Bush Republicans, by the way, compared that event to a literal Nazi rally. And then as the night wore on, because people like David Froom and other Bush Republicans, as well as those on the left and those in the corporate press, because they continue to say that Trump country, Trumplandia, Trump supporters like you out there listening are Nazis. Well, what happens when you say there's a whole, like, thousands of Nazis right there in the Capitol gathered? Well, there are some people who think that's real. There are some people who think, well, if they're Nazis, I mean, if I had a time machine, I'd go back in time and kill Hitler. And if there are real Nazis in our midst today, let's go fight with them at least. And that's what happened as the day and night wore on. All sorts of terrible images being strewn all over social media. And whenever I see these violent events in the streets of our country, heck, beyond just rallies and protests and counter-protests, beyond just a one-off murder. By the way, did you see the murder Friday afternoon on Ann Street? Right next to the Chick-fil-A in front of the GameStop, you know, where the Walmart shopping center is on Ann Street. At 2 in the afternoon, somebody was shot and killed in cold blood. Really makes Montgomery look great. Really, well, beyond just the aesthetics of it. What the hell is happening in this city? But I look at an event like that. I look at these violent events and protests and counter-protests. And I don't like defining the soul of the nation based on these violent events, because they stir people up, they get people going, and I don't think it actually represents the vast majority of the American people. But that's what we're seeing on social media, on our TV screens. More unrest, more discord. While people like Nancy Pelosi claim, oh, we have a mandate. This election was a complete repudiation of Trump and Trumpism. Even though you lost seats in the House, right, Nancy? It was a complete repudiation and mandate. As half the country believes this thing was stolen. And whether that you can prove it or not, they're going to believe it. As millions tune out from things like Fox News, oh, we've got a mandate. Okay. Sure, you keep pushing with that nonsense. I expect in a month or two to be reporting that Nancy Pelosi, after they set up windmills, is going to be tilting at them. So as we continue with this geriatric leadership of our country, the senility of America, well, is in full bloom. And the lies and the hypocrisy can only go on for so long. When a nation is taken over by liars, it's hard to get it back from them. And don't get me wrong, I don't think Donald Trump was always truthful. When a nation is taken over by people whose game is deceit and lies and hypocrisy, all for the sake of power, your nation is not long going to survive. So I hope there are some upright people in both parties who stand up and say, enough of this. That's how Joe Biden's presented himself. We'll see if he actually follows through. I have my doubts. If you're going to prove it, Sidney Powell, prove it. If you're going to prove it, Rudy Giuliani, prove it. If you're going to prove it, Lynn Wood, prove it. Instead of maybe just up there pouting and holding your chin up as you pout. Nancy, instead of just claiming, oh, we got a mandate, why don't you look at why you lost seats in the House? Why do you lost seats to your majority? And yeah, I would suggest Donald Trump look in the mirror, too. And of course, everybody's now eyeing, no matter where these lawsuits from the president teams go, they're looking at Georgia. David Perdue will have a runoff against Ossoff on the last name. And Loeffner will have a runoff against a preacher who I believe is, well, a bit over the top. But who isn't these days in politics? So 272-9228, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program. But the one thing that gives me the most hope these days is maybe a ride to Mars. Not Mars, Pennsylvania. The actual planet. It looks like SpaceX, as Red Top mentioned, is, well, they're going to have another launch. Or they did have another launch, and they're going to continue with this. A full schedule of launches. Meeting with folks at the International Space Station. I believe there was already a launch recently. Two Russians and an American from Kazakhstan, something like that. Maybe Kyrgyzstan. I get my stands mixed up. And so I'm hoping maybe if Elon Musk continues to be successful with these launches, successful at completely revolutionizing the space industry, space technologies, lowering the cost, making it more efficient, and now has a clear goal of putting his own people on Mars. Sign me up. Because right now, whether it's America or anywhere else on Earth, I'd like that trip. 272-9228. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. Where is Jack? Where's Jack? Jack Campbell. Where are you? Somebody wake him up. This hour of news and views is always brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, 279-6036. They can help you out with all those old videotape transfers, even old film reel slides. They can take care of it for you. Do a great job at a place you can trust. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036. Great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. We'll be right back.
Where is Jack?
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Conrad here from Air Conditioning by Luke Wire with no gimmicks. Just straight talk. To close out the tough year and keep our staff working, we're offering complete Carrier air conditioning and heating systems for a fraction over cost. You can save thousands, and qualified customers still get 0% financing. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Wire and Carrier. Visit acbylukewire.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License number 84417.
If it's time to reconsider what you value, bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So different and so
welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
Until I kiss you.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. That's the number Charles Hollis called. Hey, Charles.
Jimmy.
How you doing?
Can you hear me all right, Jimmy?
More than enough.
Okay, I got a mask on. I'm not going to take it off because it's fitting like it's supposed to be fitting.
Well, you got a badass microphone there on your phone.
Okay, let's
do
this.
I hear you loud and clear.
All right, can you do me better now?
Yeah, you sound great. Go ahead.
Okay, I took the mask off. Let me just say this real quick, Joe. Now, you said something about what you don't know what racism is, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Look at this District 26 Senate race that we're going to be voting on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You have three males in there. Knight, Green, and Hatcher. There's no female under the roof where they reside at.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Very interesting. You got three Negro males, and you put all of them together, you don't still have a black man. That right there, they discriminate against females. And two of them, Knight and Green, has a child and her children from a female whom they don't reside with. See, that's a form of racism right there. It's never addressed. Ladies and gentlemen, go to the polls tomorrow.
And this is the seat that David Burkett resigned from after being found out for
yes,
the
sir.
Campaign finance issues. Yeah.
Yes, sir. The same seat. same seat. But see, the three Negro females, three Negro males who are running for that seat, they say Green is a Republican. They say he is. Why they do females the way they do? So that issue is never addressed here in Montgomery County, Alabama. Never, ever. And it should be addressed.
Well, I think one of the most truthful statements ever said on the state legislative floor, in the House floor to be specific, was, you know, back when Bentley was in office, you know, talking about how you treat females, and they were going to impeach him for moral turpitude. Mm-hmm. Love that word, moral turpitude. Don't tempt me. And Alvin Holmes got up there, and he lambasted, however you want to say it. He got up at the podium and said, he called out all these folks saying, I can see you in the back. Y'all are going to impeach Bentley for moral turpitude when I know you got a lady on the side. I know you got a mistress in the back. Oh, don't go hiding. I see you back there. Don't make me say these names if y'all actually vote on this. And I thought it was a rare moment of candor in a land of lies and hypocrisy. And I hope Alvin didn't have one like that. I miss him.
He's no different from Johnny or Green. No difference at all.
So that votes tomorrow.
That votes tomorrow.
November the 17th, yes, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. So, and people don't even know there's an election tomorrow.
Well, all the energy goes to the federal level, and maybe this is a sign, actually, that we're not as energetic and little d democratic as we think. We all kind of get caught up in the media narrative and story, and where we can really affect things at the local level,
Real, real quick, Vanzetto was writing articles for the Montgomery Advertiser. Maybe she can write on the Negro Mail in Montgomery County. And Stephen, the educated, elected one, he can speak on it. He uses words collegially.
Yeah.
The Negro Mail in Montgomery County, Alabama, has to step up and do his job. From the heart of Dixie, y'all, jump on.
272-9228. Again, this hour, news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. You can turn those old stacks of home videos into a new and exciting event. Even beyond home videos, like Betamax VHS, you can use old film reels, old slides. You can get those memories brought into the digital future. It's a great idea for Christmas. So call Dan Black Studios today at 279-6036, 279-6036. And be sure to tell them that Joey from News & Views sent you. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I kiss you.
To carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You know my favorite place for great barbecue? Well, it's in Millbrook. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue. Smokehouse has been a part of the River Region since 1990. Everything is from the original recipes and made from scratch. Hickory smoked pulled pork, smoked chicken, turkey, ribs. I just love their wings. They got smoked and flash fried wings. New homestyle daily meat and three lunch is to die for. It is so good. Smokehouse is now taking orders for Thanksgiving. Smoked turkey breast, smoked hams, southern sides for large or small gatherings. Let Smokehouse do the cooking. Call 245-3010, 245-3010. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue in Millbrook, my absolute favorite for hickory smoked barbecue. It'll be yours too. Dine in, pick up, and perfect to feed your family this Thanksgiving.
We're still accepting Thanksgiving orders. Call us at 245-3010.
Shop where restaurant owners, chefs, and caterers shop. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. They have restaurant-quality food and supplies at reasonable prices. No membership fee, and it's open to the public. Inside, you'll find a variety of dairy, produce, meat, desserts, and beverages, as well as all of the ingredients to create your own from scratch. There are also commercial cooking supplies, party supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. Come shop where the pros do. U.S. Foods Market Store, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have not only a cool week ahead, there's still no rain in the forecast for the next several days. For today, what a great start to the week. Sunshine, pleasantly cool, high 68. Tonight, clear, cold, overnight low temperature 42 by dawn tomorrow morning. Upper 60s on Tuesday, more sun, only mid-60s Wednesday. The coldest nights will be Tuesday and Wednesday night with lows in the upper 30s. Dry through the week, warmer late week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange, the Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Truth to be self-evident. All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
You know the thing. Something about liberty, God, all those things people don't believe in anymore. But we believe in democracy. It's a magical word. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Anybody found Jack yet? Anybody? Welcome back. Of course, there are now new fights over lockdowns. Gretchen Whitmer, governor of Michigan, says she won't be bullied by administration officials who oppose new Michigan lockdowns. This is, of course, addressing Dr. Scott Atlas, Dr. Scott Atlas of the administration, who said that the people of Michigan need to rise up against Gretchen Whitmer in these new rules. The only way this stops is if people rise up. Atlas tweeted Sunday evening in response to Whitmer's decision to end indoor dining in restaurants. Who the hell wrote that sentence? End indoor dining in restaurants and all in-person learning in high schools and colleges. Yeah, because it's the kids who are like 20-something who are getting sick and dying. Power-hungry, busybody. Whitmer later said on CNN, "We know that the White House likes to single us out here in Michigan, me out in particular. I'm not going to be bullied into not following reputable scientists and medical professionals. If everyone does their part, we will see a big benefit from it. But we'll be assessing it every step of the way." No, you won't. You won't. The lockdowns don't work. They really don't. The only thing they work to do is destroy economies and to create excess death from other things. Just came out of believe in the UK. 26% increase of people dying at home, not from COVID, from other things that they could have gone to the doctor for. But no, like me, they decided even in old age, let's just stay home because the Rona is too pernicious out there. Let's just stay inside and, you know, die from cancer, die from heart disease. So that's going on. And then, you know, a tale of two governors. Apparently the governor of Mississippi saying he will not go along with any lockdown, national lockdown whatsoever. And I hope, Kay Ivey, I know I'm a blathering fool here on the radio, but Kay, I have a little bit of the pulse of the people here in Alabama. Do not go into lockdown territory. And if there are national lockdowns, if they're trying to squeeze your neck in some way from the federal level, the people of Alabama will have your back. But don't go back to lockdowns. They don't work. Exhibit A would be Belgium. It's one of the nations in Europe that had robust lockdown procedures in the spring. And they still have robust lockdown procedures, and it came back with a vengeance. Compared to, say, Sweden, who did targeted interventions, protected the vulnerable, though even the Swedes admit they didn't protect nursing homes as well as they should have. Woulda, shoulda, coulda. And again, there's this idea out there called liberty, where say if you are a vulnerable person, say you're in your mid-70s, your early 80s, maybe you've struggled with diabetes and other issues, there are some who suggest that those people still are human beings who have the right to make their own decisions. So if they would like to have Thanksgiving, or now Fauci's on Christmas, I don't think Christmas is going to happen this year. You Scrooge! I didn't know where the hell is Fauci from? New York, New Jersey? I didn't know Santa was giving out coal early. You can tell I'm frustrated today, folks, because it is just bad news after bad news. Some folks going around like, oh, everything's fine. Everything's great. Everything's wonderful. More lockdowns, more controls. Just believe the corporate press, believe Big Pharma, believe the government and all our politicians. They never lie. They're not hypocrites. If you just go along, you'll be so much happier. Here's your daily ration of Soma. There are some standing up, though. So I hope our dear governor is paying attention. And Scott Harris himself, I hope they're paying attention to examples set around this country and around the world in terms of different approaches. Yes, infectious diseases are infectious. And when we're talking about the practical elements of this virus and how to respond in terms of public health, it would also be nice to understand that even the most vulnerable still have human dignity and liberty, and they can make their own decisions. And it's not up to the state and the government on what day they have to survive, what risk they're allowed to take. Oh, that's morbid. Well, don't get me started on the morbidity of government. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Gino.
Hey, Gino, how are you?
I'm well. Let me tell you something. This guy, is Rich Thomas there?
No, not at the moment. He's on from 6 to 9 in the morning. It's now 9:49.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, and you might enjoy it anyway.
All right.
This guy stays in late. He didn't get up and go to work. And reached over and gets the phone and didn't say anything. And all at once he said, "How do I know? Call the Weather Bureau." Slammed the phone down. Of course, his wife already picked up on it. She said, "What was that all about?" He said, "Somebody wanted to know if the coast was clear." Got that one?
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it, Gino. I needed that dad joke.
"All I know, call the Weather Bureau."
Where's Jack?
Jack!
Thank you for the call, Gino. 272-9228. This part of the program, that part in particular, brought to you by Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. If you're looking to buy a home, sell your home, Eddie Bader is the guy to call at 322-0662, working with the lovely Pam. They can help get your house ready to sell. They know how to pull off a very good open house in a very competitive market. Or if you're looking to buy that place, houses are going like crazy. I mean, on both sides of the scales here buying or selling. There's a lot to be done. Eddie Bader has also changed his own life by investing in rental properties. And so if you're looking to get into that game, investing in real estate and renting out those properties, Eddie Bader's the guy to go if you're looking to buy those up because, again, he changed his own life by doing that, by investing in real estate. Then he became a full-time realtor. He's done very well for himself and very well for his clients. Easy to work with, down-to-earth guy, and he really knows the real estate market well. So call him today, 322-0662, 322-0662. That's Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Any more dad jokes? 272-9228. We'll be right back.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids. Noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family. One that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots and we are home.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility. Unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark.
I'm in a mood today. I'm just in a mood.
Like, I actually feel awake and in good spirits when I woke up this morning, listened to some music, and about like 10 minutes before the show, just loud. Anyway, let's go to the phones and talk to Steve. Maybe this will cheer me up. Hey, Steve.
Good morning, Joey.
Good morning, Steve.
You know, a couple of shots of the old good stuff in the morning will start your motor running.
Maybe I'll try that. I've done wine with breakfast before, and I've had breakfast beer. I've never done shots.
Yeah, just a couple of them and a little charge your old battery for the day. But
and if I get pulled over on the way to work, it's just Listerine, officer. Just Listerine.
Exactly. I didn't see the Indian. The arrow was pointing in the other direction. In regards to the governor of Mississippi, saying he's not going to abide by federal mandates, so I think he's in his rights because isn't this exactly what states and cities across this country did when Trump tried to remove the illegal aliens from the country?
Yes.
They declared themselves sovereign. They declared themselves sanctuary cities, and they didn't have to follow federal guidelines when it came to removing illegal aliens, fugitives from justice. So I think they would be following a similar course of action.
Yeah, it used to be called nullification, and then there's all that nasty race stuff. But now we call it other things, but it's really nullifications. And it's on gun rights, obviously on the marijuana issue. That's ship has sailed in many ways. The states are doing that. I mean, this is actually the beauty of our republic. If we could get back to it more, I would love that.
Well, in Cambridge, they even issued an order to the local police officers that you could not issue a citation to an illegal immigrant, alien, person that's not here legally, that they were a protected class and that they were allowed free passage within the city. So, you know, I think we ought to allow people to move freely within the city without wearing masks if they desire to do so.
Oh, but we're learning, and we didn't just learn this. We've been learning this for decades now. Liberty's dangerous, though. You got to get with the program. There's nothing dangerous about lying, hypocritical, powerful people. It's your liberty and your ignorance and your liberty that's really dangerous. Sure.
Well, you have a good day, Joey.
Well, and before you go, I promised you a dad joke.
Oh, okay, that's right. I forgot.
Now, just imagine I don't have a wife, but if I did, before I met my wife, I was incomplete. Now I'm finished. There you go, Steve.
I hear you, brother.
Thank you for the call.
Hey, Joey.
Yeah.
I saw a guy driving a Beamer convertible coming back from Mobile, and he had a bumper sticker on it that said, "People are born happy and free, and then they get married." There you go.
No wonder I'm still a bachelor. All these married people keep telling me this. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey. This is Josh from Wetumpka.
Hey, Josh.
I'm calling.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Hey, I just had an announcement. My son goes to Ezekiel Academy. That is on Vaughn Road, and it's a homeschool academy. And today they play their football team plays in Panama City at 3 o'clock today for the national championship.
Really?
I don't know if anyone had mentioned that. We were just real excited. And it's an 8-man league.
Sure. But
they played really good. They won the state championship 2 weeks ago, and then they played, and they won the quarterfinal 34-0. And so they play for the national championship against the defending national champion today.
So if it's an 8-man team, there's no line really to speak of? Or is
there's a line. The line is only it's a four-man line.
Okay. And just so it's clear to me and maybe some out there listening, how old are these kids?
This is high school. It's seniors.
Okay. Well, cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing. I remember playing 7-man ball where it's the secondary receivers against one another, but I've never heard of 8-man ball.
It's 8-man. The field is a little bit smaller. They narrowed the field down. It's a little smaller, but a lot of the kids are great athletes. Some have scholarships to Texas A&M, to Ole Miss.
Okay.
I mean, they're really, really good athletes that play out there. And so for us, it's just real exciting. But
fantastic.
It was on Channel 12 News the other night. They were announcing, you know, about it.
Well, we'll have to check that out. You're breaking up on me, but we'll have to check that out. Appreciate it. Man, that's fantastic. Good news. 272-9228, 272-9228. We'll get into this a little more, but did you see that it was reported over the weekend that a few months ago, the number two Al-Qaeda official, you remember Al-Qaeda? You know, 9/11. Yeah, the number two top Al-Qaeda member reportedly killed in August by an Israeli agent in Iran. What? We'll have to get into that. 272-9228. Again, this hour, News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Folks, if you want to get those old analog memories brought into the digital future, you need to call Dan Black Studios today at 279-6036. You can go also online and see all of their services, danblackstudios.net, or check them out on the Book of Faces on Facebook. Just search Dan Black Studios, like the page, and be sure to follow them. Dan Black's always up to new specials and new tricks of the trade, so you need to check them out today. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.